Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Angel Eyes and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Follow us daily on our blog, divaabdul.com. There you can actually follow a blog. All you need is a Gmail email account. We also have a Google Plus page there. Facebook, Diva Days is our friend page, and our fan page is Diva of Days of Our Lives. And also, you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also subscribe to our page on iTunes. So you go to any of those pages, and you'll find the other pages. It's all, everything's interlinked. It's really convenient. So tonight we have Anna joining us.
Hello.
And we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And I wanted to give a big shout out to our friends Bob and Amy Kapka for calling in last week. That was a nice surprise.
Yes, it was. I love them.
Yeah. So you'd follow at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And their son Mark was just tweeting pictures on Instagram. So if you want to see what Mark's up to, it looks like he's having a pool party. So go check that out. Yes. So, Anna, do you want to start with our Kate update or our Vargas update? I'll leave it up to you.
Well, I could do part of it at the same time. They could actually have a scene together. Well, there's not much to update because, once again, Kate was on once this week. Tuesday's episode. So she had scenes with Nick where she, you know, basically slammed him, then apologized profusely. Basically, you know, he's sort of trying to make amends. He came up with a new formula to kind of replace what got stolen by Sammy and EJ that's even better than what he came up with before, supposedly. And he gave it to her on a jump drive, and she was kind of skeptical, but she took it. And, you know, they kind of had, you know, Nick's been humbled by all the stuff that's happened in the last while. I'm liking him much better these days. But anyway, he is basically like, look, you know, I know I screwed you over with this, and, you know, I'm trying to make amends. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing, even though you fired me. She goes, oh, you want your job back? And he's like, no, I just want to make things right. I created this formula while I was working for you, so it's only right that I give it to you. And so, you know, she made some snarky comment about how, what I guess Vargas had been talking to Nick, and she saw that, and she said something like, what did Vargas rape you in jail too or something? And then she immediately was like, oh my gosh, that was horrible. So she apologized and everything, and, you know, and then Vargas, I think they had a scene, was it that Vargas was sitting there talking to Nick and she walked in, I think? Yeah, they were talking.
Yeah.
Before Nick and Kate had their conversation, Vargas was sitting there talking to Nick, and Nick wants to go into business with Vargas, so he approached him again about it, and is really trying to convince him to be partners. And that's when Kate walked in, and she kind of eyed Vargas, and I was like, ooh, I don't know, that would be an interesting combination. I've thought about that before. So, you know, I thought, oh, I'd like to see Vargas and Kate give it a shot. If, you know, considering they keep putting Rafe, you know, leaving Rafe in a coma and everything, is getting a little tired of that. So yeah, they had a scene together. There wasn't much to it, but it was kind of nice to see them on screen at the same time. And, let's see. And then Kate ran into Will outside later, when she was leaving, and they talked for a bit about him not getting any sleep with the new baby. And, you know, yeah, I know you probably think, you know, you're never going to have privacy again with Sunny, but it's all worth it, kind of thing. So they had a nice conversation. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Did Kate run into anybody else that day? I'm trying to think if she.
I don't remember.
Can't remember.
I think that was it. I think that was it. I want to see her come over and play with the great grandbaby.
I think she did run into Will. Yeah, she did run into Will and mm-hmm. said she kind of misses having a baby around.
Yeah, she did. That was cute. That was sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she ran into him outside the pub, and that's when they were talking about the, you know, the baby stuff and everything. And then, other than that, you know, I don't remember much. I think that was about it with Kate. And then Vargas, you know, the Vargas and Kate scenes, the Vargas and Nick scenes, and then Vargas is really good at overhearing and sneaking up and eavesdropping on things. He's mm-hmm. taken that to a whole new art. He walks into the rectory and overhears Victor slamming, you know, Nicole and calling her a liar and that she's always going to be a liar and she's never going to be anything else and da-da-da-da. And he's like, I don't know what you're trying to do or who you're trying to fool with this whole, you know, I'm a, you know, secretary to the priest kind of thing. But he's like, I know you, so there's got to be something in it for you besides, you know, working here as his assistant. And so Vargas overhears that. And so when Victor leaves, you know, he kind of ribs Nicole about being in love with the father and how, you know, what is she going to do and everything. So those are always, I love Nicole Vargas scenes. Those are always entertaining. So, and that was about it on both fronts, I think. I don't remember if they had any, I don't think Vargas had any other scenes, but he said he had told Nick that he was leaving town or that he was, or no, that he told Nicole
he
was leaving town. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, did we see him after that? I mean, I know he hasn't been taping lately, but I don't know. I hope we haven't lost him completely because he's really amazing and he needs to be on the full time.
Did he mean he was leaving town, or did he mean he was leaving the church, I mean, working at the church now? You know, he was on
well,
with that prison,
said his
and he's
goal
maybe off of his program and, like,
well,
leaving
said,
the church.
Well, he said his goal with Nick, he had told him that he mm-hmm. wanted to triple his money and then he wanted to leave town. So I'm trying to figure out if they're really going to do that, mm-hmm. if they're going to have him leave town mm-hmm. and not come
I
back.
I hope not.
I hope not too, because he's the best new actor they've had on there in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they can throw the Jen Lilies at us and the, you know, Kristen Demir and crap and all that again. But really, Vargas,
Were you impressed with her at all?
No.
I am not liking this character, and I'm not impressed with her at all.
No.
In this role, so far. No. I mean, what we have seen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, yeah, Vargas much better, yes.
Yes, okay. I mean, that's where the money shot is, Vargas. I mean,
and I never did see her on GH.
It's rare that you bring in somebody like that that can just totally work with just about anybody in the show. He's basically clean slate. You could write whatever you wanted for him, and he could do it, and it would just go great. Mm-hmm. And if they let him slip through their fingers, they are idiots, complete mm-hmm. idiots.
Well, we know they're idiots.
Look
how many
they've
let
right.
slip through their fingers.
Yeah, so
constantly.
What's my point, right? We knew that already.
They are.
But yeah,
I mean, over
so
the
far,
years,
not,
think
I mean,
about all the actors.
Her, I've only seen her on one and a half episodes, but I'm not impressed with the Jen.
No.
Jen
did you ever see her on GH? She played Maxie, which is what, Kristen Storms. And I like Kristen Storms as Maxie, but I've never I never saw Jen Lilly as Maxie,
yeah,
so I don't know how to. I've never seen her. Maybe because she's in with JJ, that could be in with that group. Yeah, with him. I don't know, but I just don't care for the character yet. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. That's about it on the Vargas and Kate front. So.
Do you guys think it's ironic that Vargas, the guy who spent quite some time in prison, I think it was like 10 years, I think is at one point, is the one giving out all the sage advice. He told Nick to go work on his marriage, but Nick didn't listen to him, and he told Gabby he wants an annulment. He tells Nicole to not go after Eric because Eric's not going to leave the church for her.
Yeah.
And he wasn't saying either thing to be nasty or rude. He was,
right.
you know, trying to save them some pain in a way. And that just cracked
right.
me up. Of all people, the,
uh-huh.
the guy who knows everybody cool. in town the least is
right.
one giving everybody the best advice. So
exactly.
I think it's kind of, neat. That's kind of his role in a way, but you know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, he's coming
like,
at it with a fresh perspective. He doesn't know them, you know. So
yeah, he's completely unbiased.
Tell them like it is. Right.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the emotional baggage that other people have. Like if Maggie were giving
right.
out the advice or somebody else, it's like he doesn't have any of that emotional baggage. So he can just be real with people and be like, "Look, I know you're in love with the priest. That's not going anywhere. You might as well, you know, get over it." You know. I mean, he can
mm-hmm.
say that, but, I mean, like, it'd be hard for somebody else to say that because everybody else has baggage with Nicole, you know, but he does, well,
mm-hmm.
I guess he does now because of their whole bedroom scene, but, you know what I mean? It's great, and, you know, and as I told Sean when he was on our interview, Sean Douglas, I said, I think that maybe because you've been a bartender and everything and you're good at listening to people and, you've got a very approachable presence and everything, maybe you're bringing some of that into the character because, you know, Marcus just seems like the guy that everybody wants to confide in and, like, so not unlike a bartender, you know? So
yeah.
I'd like to know his backstory, too. That'd be nice to know
yeah,
more about.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't he be a fascinating
like,
character to explore?
What is that? Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Both clothed and unclothed? But, let's explore a few things. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, it's and I just think he goes with so many different characters. He is kind of like Kate in that Kate mixes well with anybody. I mean, she has relationships with a lot and connections with a lot of different characters, and he doesn't have those other than the ones he's made since he's been in Salem. But they both are the kind of characters that can make any scene more interesting and bring out the best in another scene partner, I think. So,
mm-hmm.
I hope they keep them. That's all I know.
Yeah, I know. We may need to, I think we need to, everybody listening, you need to start tweeting at NBC Days again. We did for quite a while we were doing that. I haven't
mm-hmm.
lately, but we need to again because, I don't know if they're making decisions right now or not, but we sure need to keep him on the show. And
he'll be doing their Christmas show soon.
Isn't his handle the Sean SEAN underscore Douglas?
Underscore Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A tweet at NBC Days and hashtag Days and ask him to, beg him to keep Marcus on the show.
Yeah. I know. It says he was only on a little bit in one episode, and it still just pretty much made my day.
Oh, I know. Oh, man. He walks into the room, and I'm like, okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Like, I mean, he breaks through my fast forward. I mean, so I have to be careful. That's the only reason why I watch the fast forward for Danifer scenes is because I might accidentally miss a Vargas or Kate scene in between. So, I can't put it on the fastest fast forward because I might miss Vargas in the middle or...
Well, Marianne, do you want to fill us in what happened with
Sammy
EJ?
EJ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was no hot sex, but I don't know. EJ was looking good with a scruff. Did you notice the scruff on
yes,
EJ?
That was
a highlight right there. I think that started last week too. I think he had it this week, but I think it started last week. But mainly what it was with Sammy and EJ this week with Sammy getting ready to go up before the grand jury to see if she would be indicted, and basically, EJ sticking beside her and working with Justin. And also, while he's doing that to try to support Sammy and help Sammy with that, he is scheming with Justin to bring Stefano down. And they're having a problem with some Japanese guy, I guess somebody or whatever. I don't know what all that was about. But he still hasn't told Sammy anything about it. I'm just curious to see what Tammy thinks of all this. You know, he is keeping that from her. Other than that, and then, well, Sammy went up before the grand jury, and she made a good case for herself, and so they decided not to indict, and so she's pretty happy about that. And then, although, you know, I guess can fast forward until on Friday, we all know now that Adrian has the video. Did everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
That she has the video on her.
Oh, I did not know
her.
That.
That's how it ended on Friday. That,
oh.
And they said, because I think EJ, or was it just somebody, said something about, you know, Sammy, unless in lieu of some evidence coming up, you know, and they're all, you know, EJ and Will and Sonny and all that think, and Chad think that video is gone and
uh-huh.
you know, that she's safe now. But I guess if some evidence would come up, new evidence, you know, linking her or whatever to, I can't think of his name again, Bernardi. But so Adrian was there at the picnic, and she's looking at the video that Sonny had taken of Will with the baby, and also on there is Sammy fighting. And then somebody called her over, and she laid the phone down, and it played that video. Yes, so that'll be. I'm sure Sammy's going to be in trouble again. So, but basically,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, you know, Justin did make some comment, like after the grand jury had voted ruled not to proceed or to indict.
Mm-hmm.
He did make
mm-hmm.
a comment, barring any new evidence that comes forward.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I mean. Yeah,
okay.
I knew that was a Justin. Somebody. Yes, that was foreshadow. I didn't know who said it. Justin, EJ, somebody said it.
Justin
and
said, I think.
And
said that,
yeah. Yeah, like EJ had a scruff, and Sammy was looking all librarian, you know, with her hair up in a bun, and just all nice, Miss Nice Sammy, you know, when she went, with that brown dress on or whatever that
uh-huh.
was, I don't know. But, yeah.
Hey, I would like to interject something about the fact that people have tablets and their own iPhones now and stuff, because... Yeah, remember the day?
Oh, yeah,
that was so many years
thing, yeah.
ago that there was a community cell phone. Remember that cell phone that everybody used?
Oh, yes,
the same
yes.
cell phone? I mean,
oh.
it's like days
mm-hmm.
is fine, and there was one laptop that everyone used. Remember that? So it's like I just have to commend days for coming into the early 20th
yeah.
century. It's
like thanks for bringing that up there with Sammy and the whole and Kristen and the tablet. I guess, Eric's, her and Eric's little rendezvous in the bed there is on there, and they both had their tablets on the table, and EJ went and picked to get the tablets for Kristen, and he picked up, or for Sammy, and he picked up the wrong one, Eric got Kristen's instead of Sammy's, because Sammy wanted to
mm-hmm.
show something for the school, I think, or some kind
I
of video she made
video
with the kids or something.
Made, yeah.
yeah, so Sam, he went out instead of picking up Sammy's, he picked up Kristen's. Eric was getting ready to watch it until Kristen always seems just to get out of it, you know, get out of trouble. You know, she comes
like
running it. And stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, she was all upset because of course Sammy and EJ are there. Well, you know, what's the problem? Like, why don't you, you know, and she kept saying, well, how would you like anybody to look at your stuff? This is my private stuff on there. And EJ knew something was up.
Uh-huh.
You know, he knows that she's up to something.
Mm-hmm.
So she won't tell him, but he knows that she's up to something. He just doesn't know what. Yeah. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when we're going to see all these videos out there, you know, that are going to get somebody in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just like in real life, you know, when the community puts something out there, well, it comes back to bite you.
So, with Sammy, she perjured herself and said she didn't know Bernardi of her just shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's in deep doo-doo. If Adrian or Abby rats on her, yeah. So,
Adrian.
You know Adrian.
I mean, when Adrian sees it, She's out to get her anyway.
I gotta ask you guys, do you think the girl that's playing Bernardi's wife, Marge or whatever, is she the actress that was the one that took the picture of the script by accident? Like, was she the actress that? Cause
no.
Remember that one? Uh-uh. Or was that a different one? Because I can't figure out who that is.
Well,
I
what role
was.
Did she play? Yeah,
that was the E-Jammy Manny, from what we thought it was.
E-Jammy Manny.
Yeah, but we haven't seen her.
I didn't even know they had a nanny.
I didn't think she looked like that girl, but I haven't seen anybody else that I thought fit that description.
I mean, we see Parker's nanny here, Parker's babysitter, but never saw the E-Jammies.
Yeah, maybe they cut her out because of that. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's like, because I thought she was a fairly young girl and maybe blondish or something. But I thought, I haven't seen anybody that's guest starred or been a guest role that I thought fit her description. So I couldn't figure out where, and she was around the time that Sammy was jailed. So that's what confused me. I just hadn't seen anybody come in that, you know, looked like her or whatever. So.
Well, the only thing Sammy said, she said she knew of Bernardi from around the station, but more or less like she's never had any contact with, So when that video comes out,
she had a lot of contact with him. But I mean, she shot him in the back, so she still didn't know who it was. But
she didn't know, and it was dark. Yeah, she didn't know it was him. So that's kind of a defense for.
I'm pretty sure Kate's the one with the. Don't you guys still think that Kate's the one with the razor?
She acted really
surprised and kind of so happy, fake happy for Will when, when she found out that Sammy hadn't been indicted.
Yeah. So. There was a lot of fake happy people about Sammy.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
In trouble. Yeah.
So did you like the little kisses that E-Jammy got in between all this excitement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're cute together. Even they are cute, even though they're not having the sex. They're still just the chemistry and the little, the little sparks and little snarky stuff between them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they get it on. I think they get it on next week.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be soonish. So.
I mean, it's been kind of hard. We haven't had any hot sex with Rate in weeks. So,
and then we had a waste
for a
shower
while,
scene with
there
Father
for a while,
Eric.
The show is really having some great scenes with all the right people, the people we kind of, that we wanted together. I mean, usually you get the scenes with Chloe and someone she's not supposed to be with, or like Chloe and Lucas or something. You get those kind of scenes, and nobody wants to see that, or Kristen and Brady or whatever. But it's still not well.
Kristen,
I mean, some
and
people like them, but
Father
but
Eric.
I mean, I mean, I'm trying to figure out when are they going to use the R word that she raped him. I mean, I'm still pissed about that.
Journalists not using that word.
That's kind
of
just
like
what Sammy did to Austin, right? Basically,
yeah,
she drugged him or whatever she did.
Only even worse, because it's not even like he wanted to even have a relationship with her at all. I mean, he didn't want to have a relationship.
He knew
with
nothing
anyone.
That happened. He just has no clue what happened.
It was horrible.
He doesn't remember it.
Plus, she could have hurt him. I mean, she's already, he could have hit his head on the shower when, The only thing I will say is I have enjoyed seeing Eric shirtless. I mean, that's the only aspect of that story that I've enjoyed is that we've seen some half-naked Eric.
I
despise her.
So what is she doing to edit? She's editing that, and she's having somebody, that nerdy girl, come in to edit.
Yeah.
She's trying to edit that. So I don't know, what is her point? Is she going to show Marlena?
She's trying to make it as seamless as possible, and maybe she realized she had to kind of some more. I don't know what she's
doing. Is it
to
make it look like he was a willing participant?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Apparently.
Maybe he instigated or started it. I don't know what her plan is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Well, it looks like her plan is to publicly expose him at the right moment.
Because he's a priest,
Probably at the school opening. Don't you think probably at the opening of the school?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Probably going to be like an opening.
They made that
ceremony for the, you know, ribbon cutting, you know, ceremony or something like that for the new school, because they were talking about the construction was still underway. And so I would imagine it's going to be something public like that, because she said something about getting her, you know, kind of not frumpy. I don't remember what word she used, but like some sort of frumpy outfit to wear for that, you know, kind of something prim and proper or whatever, to wear to the opening so that she looks innocent and everything or something. I don't know. Ugh. But
yeah, maybe she's trying to make it look like he seduced her.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. Yeah. Ugh. That whole thing. I mean, and I'm still pissed because it wasn't Nicole that decollared him, and the fact that he wasn't voluntarily doing it. I wanted it to be something where he voluntarily lost his school.
Where he
went for it. You know, but to drug the guy and rape him, I'm sorry, there's just nothing attractive about that story other than his happening.
How many times have they done that?
I know. And it's
And then there's Brady. He almost, he's still kind of like thinking about Kristen, but he's being tough. I'm thinking, oh, Brady, you know, I was like, don't let her fool you, you know. Because even Jennifer was trying to almost convince him that, oh, she made a mistake and she really loves you. And like, what? But what does Jennifer know? I have to admit, though, as much as I hate JJ, I really liked what he brought up and said about Jack. I mean, he said what everyone was thinking. I like, oh, I just kind of put that in there. Like, yeah, you know, it's kind of the writer's fault, too. I mean, or, you know, just the whole way they got rid of Matthew Ashford.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He mourned them all of so many, you know, until he jumped in the sack again with Daniel. So I did like that JJ did bring that up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you could tell the writers were reading Twitter because JJ called Daniel. Oops, my chat just fell off the chair. That's what that noise was. He's okay.
Oh.
He's okay.
Oh.
It scared the crap out of me. Yeah, he said Daniel was a sleaze. So that was pretty appropriate. I understand JJ being mad that he doesn't like Daniel. Doesn't think he's the right one for Jennifer, but that really doesn't excuse all the things that JJ's doing in his spare time.
True. Right, I agree.
So.
Yeah, he's just being a brat, but yeah. But I did agree with what he said. What he said.
Oh, yeah, he's a total brat.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, he's a total brat, yeah.
So NBC Dave tweeted something like, something about Jennifer and should Jennifer and Daniel take a break or something like that? And I was like, we all need one from them. We all need a break from Jennifer, please.
Yeah. I admit Jennifer is getting tougher with him, like what she thought that he was just.
Well, that's good. But then she let him go to the lake with the family, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then Justin and Adrian, if they're having four boys, they believe JJ. After knowing that he got in all that trouble, that he believed that JJ was sick and he went home. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Justin is a lawyer, and they've had four boys themselves, and they killed him. Come on.
Oh,
and, you know who Abby knew? Did you see the look on Abby's face when Justin told us that Abby knew? His sister knew what he was up to. I thought, come on. Really? Oh, well.
I will say this, Jennifer's outfits are a little less frumpy and Caroline Ingalls like lately. I will say that.
She's showing her figure a little bit more like that.
Yeah,
that
she's updated her look a little bit, which at least that's better. I mean, you know, she's wearing some cuter things these days because, boy, her outfits for a while were atrocious.
Well, Anne was in rare form, too, with Jennifer this week.
I haven't seen her scene yet. What happened with them?
Well, she was. Oh, she brought up the thing about she made the comment about, well, Jennifer had to go back to the, it was like 4th of July, and she had to go back to the hospital, and she says, oh, we can see, well, Horton is actually working on a holiday.
Working on a holiday, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's, oh, my goodness. What's this? A Horton actually working on a holiday? Yeah.
I love it. I tweeted something about that, too. And I put, like, hashtag Team Anne.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, she had to bring up about JJ, you know, rubbing that in Jennifer's face, about JJ getting in trouble, how he's been.
Yeah, but, and it's funny, though, because Anne doesn't know exactly what happened, though.
No, she doesn't. No.
Yeah. So, I have to say, the worst dressed award for the week. Yeah, Friday's episode, Adrian. I don't know what the heck. They had her on, like, this really loud pair of, she was wearing this really loud pair of pants, and she tucked her shirt in. And it's like, oh, no. Basically, it was, you know, mom pants or, you know, old lady pants when their pants are, like, tucked in, and it's, like, almost underneath their boob.
Oh, yeah, don't tuck your shirt in.
Her
I'm an old lady and I don't even do that.
Yeah, her atrocious is awful, but she's gotten better over time, so I'm surprised it sucks so bad. That's a shame.
Yeah,
I love her hair, though.
Yeah. It's a picnic and she was covered from head to toe. It was kind of bizarre. All she needed was a burqa, to tell you the truth. I mean, it looked kind of weird. So, she's got a nice figure. You know, she could have, you know, this Jeffers wearing this really cute sundress, and like, I don't know why they couldn't have had Adrian wear the same thing. So she wants to wear pants to a picnic where everybody else is swimming. That doesn't make any sense to me. So, sorry, that just bothered me so much. I had to mention it. And Miranda is waiting for fireworks, and she told me to work in the word crusty. I wasn't going to.
If you hear big booms out here, I mean, there are fireworks all around me. There's just the whole neighborhood shitting them off again.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the 4th of July.
Fireworks again tonight?
Yeah, oh my God, there's more in the neighborhood tonight than there was the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are doing, think because the 4th was Thursday, a lot of people are having picnics and stuff going on, but it's loud. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people are
shooting
my
neighborhood, too. The shirtless guys on Friday's episode.
Oh, my gosh. There's a ton.
You got to know there are probably a lot. They were probably all, like, cracking up, like, how did this happen? Well, wait a minute here. No, the girls are all covered up.
Yeah, considering they just filmed that probably in March. More than July.
Yeah. Well, they're probably doing Christmas now. Are just about ready to do.
Yeah, I think they're doing November's.
Thanksgiving, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
November?
Beginning of November, yeah.
Oh,
jeez. And we're going to be losing a lot of young actors on the show in the next few months. Kind of a shame.
Yeah, Corday interviewed with Michael Fairman. I have the link up on the blog. Yeah, he confirmed that Chandler's leaving, and Casey, we already knew Casey left. So, and he said he's not recasting Will. So that was kind of the big news there.
Yeah, I just think they're eventually going to have to recast Will. I mean, I think, you know, he's a legacy character. He's had one of the hottest stories of the show. And I don't know, it would be virtually impossible to find someone that could fill Chandler's
shoes. I was going to say that's the thing.
But he can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Will character has been a legacy character, has been an integral character for, with the exception of a couple of years when they shipped the one geeky kid off to Europe for a few years. You know, that character has been a pivotal character for since before he was born, you know. And so I just don't see them not ever recasting. Maybe they're going to rest the character for a while and bring him back again later. But that really makes me sad because Wilson's been one of the bright spots of the show, you know. And Chandler and Freddie work so well together and everything. It's just going to make me really sad to see Chandler go. I mean, I understand he has to do it for career possibilities and all that, but it's such a shame because they've done a great job with that story, and it's honestly been the saving grace of the show for me anyway lately, because without much Kate and Vargas, I haven't and no Rate the last several weeks, I haven't had much to watch. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Wolf.
So I just think they're going to eventually have to recast. And isn't Camilla leaving too? Or I heard.
But I heard she's supposed to leave too. Well.
Yeah.
He didn't confirm that. He wasn't asked about that. So.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah,
just confirmed. You know, but.
I don't know. Yeah. I know it makes you hard to ship for Shabby. With Shabby.
Yeah,
leaving.
I know, because I actually
yeah, and I really like
them,
too.
Abby
that's
now.
The thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like them.
They finally grow on
me. We're
going to
put her with Cameron. So does that think, okay, well, we know
maybe
he's leaving, so.
I hope they at least try to recast Chab then to somebody good if they're going to keep that story. Because, I mean, I don't know, did anybody see the scene with Gabby and Cameron? It looked like they were chem testing them together.
Yes, Gabby and Cameron. Yes, I.
Yeah, I think that could be interesting.
Like,
although
kind of fall a little. Yeah, he kind of had a little bit of a nice exchange there.
Yeah, there's just no spark with Abigail and him. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Skylar Yancey and Kate Yancey had great chemistry together, but you know, the new Cameron. I mean, he's a hot looking guy. He's great looking, great body, the whole bit. You know, but his character just. There's just no chemistry there. And so I'm glad they've given Chab that chance again, because the first time Chab and Abby were together, they had no chemistry. But, boy,
mm-hmm.
the writing has improved a lot for them, and I think that just shows you sometimes what good writing can do, you know, because they started writing them to be funny and sort of, you know, frenemies and kind of teasing each other. And it just I've really enjoyed the trajectory of that relationship again. So I don't know. I just it's a shame that Casey had left, because I think that was really, you know, I think they were finally hitting all the right notes on that one. So, oh well.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. Oh, it was really a broken record going over and over again that Sonny's friend Brent basically can't believe Sonny settled down. And
they have a reason for them to break up. Yeah. Really.
I mean, understand his point, but still, you know, I don't need to hear it for 3 straight days in a row.
Yes.
So.
And Sonny keeps saying he likes, you know, you can tell Sonny is fine with it. He seems to really love that baby, and yeah, that's what he wants.
Oh,
let him alone.
Yeah, I love the way he said it. He really loves
him. Yeah.
This is his Will's daughter, and he really loves Will, and he really loves the baby.
And, of course, Will is overhearing all this, and he's feeling guilty that he's tied Sonny down, and it's his fault, and he, you know.
I know, and, of course,
I can see that's
going to
prevent.
Every soap story, he leaves, and then Sonny tells him how he wouldn't trade it for the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then
Will
doesn't
hear
it.
Part.
No. Right. Oh, we saw T again. He was in
the
movie,
too. He was funny.
Yeah. He's funny, yeah.
And I saw, Kate Nancy had her Twitter fest on Friday.
Hello?
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 Oh, okay.
That was weird.
Hello? Oh, I thought I got dropped.
Carrie, are you there?
Oh, maybe Carrie got dropped.
Maybe so. Hopefully she'll be calling.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Because
I was going to say, I was hearing Carrie and then I didn't hear her. And I thought, wait, did I get dropped?
Right.
Oh,
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I muted myself.
Oh,
so.
Oh, okay, because I thought my call got dropped because Carrie's talking and I didn't hear her.
No.
Oh,
and
you were talking about Kate Nancy's Twitter tweet test?
Twitter.
I didn't know anything about it till afterwards, but how'd it go?
Yeah, it went well. I'm using my husband's Samsung, and the thing is so freaking large. My face basically pushed the mute button on my phone. And I'm like, why can't anybody hear me? I'm talking. So anyway, so Kate said T, the actor who plays T, is really funny, and they enjoy him on the set. And there's a scene on Friday where Sonny tells Gabby that I think Gabby made a comment that Brent was cute, and Sonny said, well, he plays for the other team. And T said she doesn't have a problem with that, and then he taps Will on the cheek, and he runs away from him. This is so funny.
Oh.
Basically saying, and Gabby doesn't care if they're gay or not. That's basically what she was saying. So that was pretty funny. It's a cute scene.
Oh, I'll have to watch that.
Oh, and the baby.
And it's nice
was,
now that T's accepted them. You know, he's fine with it now where he wasn't before. But
yeah.
Well,
yeah, everybody was holding the baby. She was getting passed around on Friday.
The baby's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a cute one.
Yeah, you should see the little patriotic outfit she had on Friday. It was so stinking cute.
Aww. Aww.
Yeah.
Put a little hat on.
Red hat or something.
Yeah, so. Yeah, the whole thing was really nice, and JJ actually was enjoying it, and everything was fine, basically, until Adrian said that JJ reminded her of Jack when JJ was holding the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much, that's when he basically left and took off. So, And Adrian was the one who got Jennifer to come in the first place and bring JJ with them. And yeah, so that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
So,
JJ's pretty nicely built. I'm looking at a scene with him right now. So. I know he's a little young, but hey. I'm just kidding. I mean, otherwise, I really don't have much.
No, he's a nice-looking for young guy.
Yeah, he's a nice-looking young kid. I guess if I were watching the show when I were 13, I'd probably be into it. But I can't stand the whole Dana for pimping and, oh, he's creating conflict for them. I just don't care.
Well, that's
the
thing.
Care about Dana for
being a brat to create conflict for them.
Yeah. I like Adrian's hair straight like that. That's kind of how it was when I met her, met her at one of the events. It was real short and straight like that. It was cute. I like that better than the poofier look earlier in the week.
Who was that?
Adrian's hair. I like it better when it's straighter, like it was on Friday, as opposed to
Yes, on Friday it's straight. Yes, I like her
more
hair.
I think she's more sophisticated when it's
that real
straighter,
shorter, straight.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it that way. It frames her face well that way. But when it's poofier, it looks a little bit outdated, or maybe it makes her look older. I think when it's straight and shorter, I think it makes her look really kind of sophisticated and kind of cool. I like it, But I love seeing Justin on the show. I wonder what's going on with Stefano. So do you think Stefano's on to EJ's plot?
That's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
Stefano and, EJ and Justin.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be. Yeah. What gets past Stefano? We haven't really seen him either for a while. He left town as soon as all that trouble started.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you know what? We didn't have fireworks in the back. You know, this 4th of July episode reminds me of the episode in which they had fireworks in the back of Boat's house, and Daniel was trying to kiss Chelsea, or was kissing Chelsea and making out with her everyone except all children like Sierra. I think my memories of 4th of July, Salem style, will always be scarred by the memory of him trying to make out, or actually making out with a girl that looked like she was 12. in front of her entire family, then getting pissed when they were upset about it. And, you know, poor Sierra did not need to see that.
And we did see Sierra and Theo.
Oh, yeah, she must have hurt her arm
right.
in real life. She must have broken her arm or something in real life.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
she had her arm in a sling. In a cast,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened to her.
Oh. No.
That was cute, though, the way they explained it. She's so cute with Father Eric, isn't she? She's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad they haven't sore asked any of the kids that we, you know,
yeah.
other than, I mean, I know they
haven't seen Johnny,
changes,
though, for a while.
I know they've made
yeah.
some changes with Sydney, you know, over time. But, like, I'm so glad they haven't made any changes. I just hope they haven't, like, sore asked Johnny and Allie or anything lately. I mean, Theo and Sierra are the same. Johnny and Allie are the same for quite a while.
Yeah, they've kept them young for a while, yeah.
Which is good, because I hate it when they do that. All of a sudden they're teenagers and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done such a great job with casting these kids that, you know, hate to see them disappear.
Yeah. Let's see. What else have we mentioned? The funny. Did you guys mention what Krista said about Sammy? That it's too bad that Sammy didn't swing that way. Did you guys mention that?
Oh, yes, no.
No, I didn't hear that.
I do remember her saying that. I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah.
About the two of
what?
Them getting together. Too bad she
to
doesn't
what?
Swing up. Like,
oh.
Yeah, Krista was willing to go there,
like,
but
like,
she doesn't.
Yeah, like girls.
Yeah, but
she was. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Ugh.
But it's all about revenge, against Marlena.
I just can't stand anything.
She had to go with Eric because too bad Sammy didn't swing that way, or she would. Give that a try.
She's just a character.
Well, I guess that's the next thing they'll have to do.
I wonder,
two women, I guess.
I've got the episode on right now. I'm kind of watching it. It's cracking me up with all the bear chests that are floating around the park right now. It's cracking me
up.
Yeah,
and then they have to put poor Chad against Cameron there with no shirt.
Chad's adorable, that's not a fair fight.
He's adorable,
there.
But yeah, he doesn't have the chest like Cameron does.
No.
So
you know how that, you know the guys are all probably like, oh man, I can't believe we have to be shirtless in this thing.
Or T, a little T.
Yeah. I remember, wasn't it Austin Peck?
Chandler
and,
looks pretty good.
Wasn't it Austin Peck and who was it? It was a couple of the guys, was it Luke, that Brian and Austin, or who was it that they were joking one day because they, like, met outside their apartments and they had this entire scene shirtless in the hallway and they were just cracking up because they were like, nowhere else would this happen, you know, that we'd just be happen
mm-hmm.
to both be shirtless and standing there talking to guys, you know, because it wasn't at the beach or anything. That was years and years ago, but I just remember somebody commenting on that one time about how they... One of them was quoted as laughing about how they were like, oh, well, I don't have much wardrobe today. But, I don't know. We'll see what this Jim Lilly character is like. I'm not real. Does she have a name yet?
It's just be Teresa. Yeah.
Teresa. Yeah,
no.
I just wasn't impressed. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
She's just like a smart alecky thing. Like, just like. Like JJ, a little older than him.
Sounds like a snot.
A snot, yeah. It's know it all,
yeah.
You know, like tough girl or whatever, I guess she's supposed to be.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Just as far as I'm concerned, somebody's going to suck up time for the ones we really want to see. I hate to say it. Nothing against the actress. I don't know her, you know, but, oh, well. I mean, no offense, but, you know. Never any offense, but I just to me it's like not.
I think
a
we're always reluctant with new characters. You know, we always
That's
want to
true.
See some of the older ones come back we're familiar with, but if
That's
we're kind of like. But then
yeah,
some of them
true.
Do grow on you. Some don't. Some
yeah.
do. You know.
Well, like Marcus,
or,
I like too.
Some are like immediate. You like them
I didn't
immediately.
Have to warm up to him.
Who? well, like Vargas, it's kind of, it was immediate. Yeah, right. Like some you do, like. Mm-hmm.
But it's true. And you know, sometimes it does take a while. You know, I don't know. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But
I just don't understand why she's in the JJ storyline. It just doesn't
make sense. I keep hoping maybe she's really a DEA agent undercover and she's going to bust his butt, but you know, that wouldn't be the case. We wouldn't get that lucky.
Jen is mentioning in the chat room that there's a rumor that Pierre Ruckel might be going to General Hospital.
I've heard that.
In fact, I don't really heard that.
Yep.
Maybe he's going to pay Stravos.
What's that?
Take over for Robert Kelker. Yeah, maybe he'll play Stravos. Robert Kelker. Yeah. He's supposed to be dead, but, you know, they're not really dead. So.
Yeah, I think he's got another role. I don't know if it's for sure.
I don't know.
But that's
awesome. It'll be interesting to see him play a different character.
Yeah, but the Corday interview, it kind of made it seem like Bo was coming back. Anybody else get that
impression? Maybe they're recasting him.
I don't know.
I always keep thinking that he might come back. It kind of sounded like they're kind of leaving it open for him to come back. I don't know.
Jan said she saw it on Twitter, and Jen said she saw it on Soap Central, and Jen said that he might be Sam McCall's father.
Sam
McCall's. Okay, yeah, because we don't know who her father is. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they were even wondering one time if Duke, it could be Duke or something, but.
Okay. Guess we'll see. Maybe he's still in Oregon.
It's like Duke and Anna are hardly ever on.
No, they're not.
Really annoying.
Yeah. And then with this Ava Jerome coming on, this new character, they thought they might have, because that family is supposed to have connections with Duke. They were hoping that would give him a storyline. So so far it hasn't happened. But, yeah. As Ian said, patience. He tweeted that one time to everybody that's kind of complaining. He tweeted patience. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Meaning maybe down the line it's coming and he just can't say or whatever. I don't know.
I think we should just go back and forth between Dave and General Hospital when he's not on, when he's not heavily featured on GH. He should come over and visit Kate on Dave. Not, you know, busy on Dave, then he can come back and be with Anna and Duke, you know, or do Anna and Duke. But anyway, because I'd like to see Ian all the time. I don't care what
he's playing.
I just want to see him.
Yeah. He's involved in different, like, web series and stuff, too, and his cabaret thing he does. Yeah, and theater. Yeah, he does so much other stuff,
Can't get enough of Ian. He's a sweetheart. Well, you know, back to Dave's for a minute. I am glad that they're featuring the baby so much as part. You know, like a lot of times they have a baby and then they come home and you never see the baby and the baby's just always asleep. And, I like it that the baby is such an integral part of the story and that, you know, the grandparents are acting like grandparents are coming over and seeing the baby and they're, you know, there's socks all over the place and baby crap everywhere and everything in the house, you know. It's just, I like the way they're writing it to be at least somewhat realistic, you know. Like Sunny's comment about, I was putting together her playlist and all that. I thought that was funny. He goes, I don't think she's going to be an Aerosmith fan. I just love that. I love that they're actually acting like there is a new baby in the family that they've brought home instead of, you know, out of sight, out of mind kind of deal, you know. And they've also come a long way from log babies. Remember when, the twins or something? It was somebody, because I remember Lucas holding the baby for a while and Kate, and it was a log baby. I mean, it wasn't even a real baby for a long time. And I can't remember if it was the twins. Must have been the twins because they're the oldest babies in that group. But when they were back in Lucas and Sammy's apartment, you know, back then. But I distinctly remember there being log babies because it's like they, you know, did not have a real baby in that blanket, you know. And so it kind of cracked me up. So it's nice that they have a real baby that they're that they've got on set, real babies, probably twins. But, you know, I like that they're really making her a part of the story and that, you know, showing all those relationships that are going on around her. So I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, baby's so stinking cute.
Yeah, they get a cutie, yeah.
Yep.
All those kids are cute, you know.
Parker. Yeah, they've done a great job.
Yeah, they all did. They did, and John, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I will say this. Mardar had those kids on all the time, and you never see, you hardly ever see Johnny, Sydney, and Allie
anymore. Not like they used to be on. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were on, when Mardar was ready, they were on all the time. They were constantly being used as pawns
and Sydney,
or whatever you want to call it.
Sydney, the baby, was on all the time.
Or, you know,
she
Kate
stole
was
the show.
Baby, Kate was babysitting them. Somebody else was babysitting them. They were always had the kids, Grandma Brady was babysitting them. Maggie was babysitting them. But they always, the kids were always on. And it seems like they're hardly ever on anymore.
Yeah. You guys mentioned that Sammy and Kristen had the same code on her tablets. And
EJ's birthday. I guess Kristen should know that since she's also his mother, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, Susan, but yeah.
I wanted to tweet that. I guess it's only fitting.
Yeah, I could see Sammy having EJ's birthday. Why Kristen? I mean, really? You think she'd have Brady's birthday?
Well,
yeah, that's true. Oh, just what are the odds?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Plot. All for the plot, right? How is she going to? Yeah.
The plot. Yeah, well, I was waiting for somebody to say, I just think that would have been funny if they had delved into that a little bit and made some comment about, well, I guess she should know since, you know, I mean, they couldn't really do that, but that would have been kind of a funny inside joke maybe to, kind of say something about that, but yeah. I mean, and then plus, shouldn't EJ be like 14 right now instead
of
15?
Yeah, what is his birthday? Yeah.
14, 15. That's pretty funny.
I know, but it just seems like of all things that she would pick.
Yeah, but why would Kristen use it? Yeah, I thought that was weird. Yeah, it was definitely for the plot.
Okay.
Why would Kristen be stupid enough to label a video Eric anyway, considering
and the excuse she gave about somebody, one of her clients or somebody in the, you know, in the scenario, his name's Eric. Yeah.
Down to Flomina, vice president. Yeah. Oh, well.
You know, let me bring on Amanda. Let's see what Amanda has to say. Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey. I was wondering, you guys didn't bring this up, but does anyone else think they're setting up Gabby to be like the worst mother ever? Is it just me?
Yes. She can hardly wait to dump her kid off.
I was yelling at the TV because she's upset because they were late. I get they were late, but I'm assuming probably his baby had probably had spit up on the clothes or getting some clothes. Doing this, I get that she was mad they were late. But if she had to get to an appointment, which was really with Nick, why didn't she just bring the baby with her? She's always dumping them on Will and Sonny. I'm kind of going, you're the mother. Take them. And then when she was meeting with Abigail, I'm like, she didn't even have the baby with her then. I'm like, come on. You know what I mean? People, you got Will and Sonny always taking care of the kid. And she's And then she was talking to Abby. She goes, oh, it's been a total nightmare. I go, yeah, it must be a nightmare having two men to raise your daughter.
Sunny's had the baby more than Will and Gabby combined at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunny's
on
the one always with the kid.
Yeah, one hand you understand it because Will's still recovering from almost dying and everything.
Sure.
So that makes sense that Sunny's trying to pick up the slack. But I'm kind of going, she's coming up as really ungrateful to Abby. I'm going, come on, really? Oh, you know, boys, but they're still just guys. I'm like, oh, shut up. I'm like,
Will just
might
end up with the baby.
What I'm thinking. That's what I'm wondering if they're going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm watching going, oh, Gabby, and just when I was starting to tolerate her, you know, because, you know, I don't like her very much. And I'm like watching and going, just when I thought she's growing up, she's finally, you know, being a mother, but, you know, makes you have to become an adult. I still don't buy that she loves that baby yet. It's like this whole fantasy in her head. Even at the picnic when she's like holding, I thought, oh, she's finally bonding with the baby. I mean, that's a good thing. And it seemed like she was more happy about Sunny being bonded to the baby than herself being bonded to the baby. When she was making those comments to Sunny and all that. And I'm kind of going, I don't know where they're going. Are they trying to make it her kind of not ready to be a mother? I don't know what the writers are doing. But I'm just wondering why they're writing it like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Is Gabby normally a flake?
It's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of like, it was like during the whole pregnancy, I never really bought that she was ready to be a parent at all or that she even loved a kid because it seemed like this big fantasy she wanted with Nick and them having this weird fantasy life. And I don't think she ever, the reality of what being a mother meant, like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get any sleep. Well, of course not. You're taking care of a baby, you idiot.
Yeah. And I'm pretty much sure everyone's forgotten that Ray's still in a coma. You know, I was thinking, you know what? Somebody needs to remind them to bring him out of that medically induced coma. He might just sit there for another couple months without being awakened.
I don't know. I'm actually kind of disappointed he's waking up. I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed that he's waking up. Here's the thing. I can tolerate Rafe in small doses, but I'm so afraid because Tomlin's got such a big thing for Rafe. I'm worried he's going to be on like 5 days a week, and I don't think I can tolerate that. And you know it's not going to be with Kate. It's probably going to be with everyone but Kate or something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, they've totally screwed that character.
It's not with
Kate. That story over. I mean, they're the hottest love story, the hottest chemistry of anything on the show. And
I don't mind
that the guy in a coma. And honestly, Rafe is pretty much useless without Kate, in my opinion. I mean, nothing against Galen. I like Galen, but, I mean, Rafe was so boring until Kate came along. I mean, she really spiced him up and made him interesting. And they had great chemistry together. And then what do? They put him in a coma for 3 months or whatever. And it's like, really? You know? So it's just, I'm so frustrated with this show right now. It's not even funny.
On one hand, I think they had good chemistry. The other hand, I think he's not good enough for Kate. That's the other problem. I think eventually he's going to start doing the same crap he did with Sammy, and I don't think Kate deserves that. I think she deserves better.
That's what I liked about
Kate,
the way that was
Kate
that,
and Bargain.
If they had written him like they wrote him with Sammy, I wouldn't have liked him. But he was very validating to Kate, and I loved the fact that he was, and he was very supportive of her. And so, you know, no matter how much she beat herself up, he always came back and was positive and reinforced the good and all that. And that was opposite of what he did with Sammy. So I love that they did that with the character and with the dynamic of their relationship. So now when he comes to, is he even going to remember her? I mean, somebody was joking on Twitter, you know, just something about he thinks Sammy stole his wife and all. I'm like, well, fine, whatever, he can have her. But, you know, it's like, not really, because we love you, Jammy. But,
right.
It's like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I just have this feeling it's going to take a nosedive from here. And so I'm not really that excited to see what happens next because I have a feeling it's not going to go the way I want it to. But, yeah, it's just frustrating when they develop such a great story and then the right, you know, whoever makes these decisions just ends up tanking it. Meanwhile, we have to put up with nonstop Dannifer, who hardly anybody ever wants to watch. Apparently, their biggest fans are Corday and Tomlin because
there is.
You know, I hardly know anyone who, I mean, I know one person that really likes him, and that's fine, and I understand everybody's got different likes and dislikes and stuff,
right.
But so I respect that. But I don't think they've got this huge fan base that they claim that they do. I don't see it. I don't see it on Twitter. I see a few people.
No, I don't need
to.
Yeah, I don't need to see it either, huh?
You know, but I don't see, like, a bunch of people, like, at least with Rate, whenever NBC would tweet something about Rate, they'd get, like, 60 or 70 or 80, like, retweets and stuff. And, like, it, when they tweet about Braden, you know, Briston or the tweet about, you know, Danifer, they get 2 or 3, you know. So I don't get where they're talking about how this is such a hot couple that everybody just loves. I think they're playing favorites with, you know, Ken and Tomlin are playing favorites with the ones they like.
Oh, what was it? The one character is getting my last nerve. I'm really trying not to, because I love the actress. I absolutely despise Adrian. I cannot stand her whenever she comes on my screen. Because one hand, she'll look like she's trying to make things up to Sunny and try to, you know, put her son first, which is what she should be doing. But it's like when she found out that Sammy wasn't indicted, her reaction, her immediate reaction, I'm going, that really was not the way to go, Adrian. And I'm trying to understand that, you know, obviously she has big issues. She hates Sammy, and she got this whole thing about Will's just like his mother, which I don't agree. Although he's got his issues. Who wouldn't? He's Sammy's kid. Who wouldn't have issues? But it's kind of like she's punishing him because who he's related to, and I don't like that. That pisses me off.
Yeah, I don't like that part either because,
she hates Kate, too. Remember last year, all the horrible stuff she said about Kate and all that stuff? And I'm kind of going, you know what? It's going to end up happening. Justin's going to end up leaving her, so I'm just going to cut her off, especially if she shows that tape like we all know she's going to. Because she's that selfish and stupid, which is going to put Justin in a bad position because now he's going to have to try to save his client. You know what I mean? And he's not going to be happy with her. He's been begging her to back off and leave it alone and let Sonny live his own life. But, of course, you know, she's not going to listen. So I'm kind of going, I love Judy Evans, but, oh, my God. She's become the new Nick for me. Like, every time Nick used to come on screen, I used to want to throw my remote at it. You know? And now she's kind of taking the place of that character. You know? Although I do love seeing Justin on my screen. I love him.
Justin. Oh, yeah. I could see Justin
all
every day.
And I really love his scenes with EJ. They're so great. They play so well together.
Together.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying that.
I like how they're teaming up.
Yes. Oh. But I'm kind of going, if she does show it, that tape, it's really, you know, the video, it's really going to hurt a lot of people and not just Sammy. It'll end up hurting her children, all of them, which she's not even thinking about, of course. She's going to hurt anyone who actually. She's going to end up hurting the Bradys and all the Hortons. Sonny is going to be so pissed because he actually and Sammy get along really well, plus it's Will's mother. It's going to piss him off to no end, as it should, because he asked her to back off how many times? I just think it's a sign that she's not really showing respect for her son to let him live his own life and all that stuff. It's kind of like, ugh. Although I love Judy Evans, I think she's doing a fantastic job. She's a great actress, but this character, oh my God. It's like, it would be, you know, she's so sanctimonious about Sammy. I'm like, hasn't she done some pretty horrible stuff in her past? And hasn't she, I mean, she was a Johnson and a Kiriakis, and not exactly known for no drama. So I don't understand why she's got this major hatred on for Sammy and anyone related to her. I don't get it. Do you?
Yeah, because her family, the Johnsons and the Kiriakis have, you know, they're just about as, not as bad maybe, but they've had their own problems and stuff too. So, yeah, I don't know why. But I guess they had to pick a character. They had to pick somebody to give Will and Sonny conflict, and it had to be Adrian, I guess, instead of Justin.
Right, plus,
so they could have done it with Justin, and then, I don't know, then would we have hated Justin? I don't know. You know, that's. I don't know. I don't ever remember Adrian being like that. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I think it's going to blow up in her face, personally. And, of course, then she'll say, it's all Will and Sammy's fault. It won't be her fault. It'll be their fault. You just watch. It's going to happen. I did love Friday's episode? Oh, you mentioned earlier, like, all the guys that, like, had no shirts on. That was nice.
Oh, yeah.
I did enjoy that. Although I could have done that.
Justin had his shirt on. He didn't have it off, did he?
That was too bad. I was like, come on,
yeah,
man.
Come on. Get the other, yeah, come on. The other guy,
yeah,
his
parents were all covered up.
Yeah. Justin's still got it. He is
yes,
hot.
He does.
Yeah.
Although maybe he didn't want to do that. Sometimes the actors don't
want
to
be
covered
up. Maybe he would like candy for us older ladies.
Yes.
I mean, more mature ladies.
Right. I just want to see what happens once they do this whole thing with Stefano, though. I just cannot wait to see how that's going to play out. You know Stefano's going to do something. He's not just going to take this lying down.
Mm-hmm. I think he's already up to something.
Oh, come on. In any of some miracle he doesn't know, when he does find out, he's going to want, oh my God, he's going to probably lose it.
Uh-huh.
I just can't wait for that.
Yeah, that should be pretty fun. Mm.
Trying to do anything else. Oh, who knows that?
Yeah, we finally get a shower scene with Father Eric, and he's by himself. What a bummer.
And they're by himself. That's what I said, a waste of the shower scene.
I should tweet that. What a letdown. What a waste. Father, what a waste.
Waste of a good shower scene.
Did anybody else notice that it was the same shower that when Will had that fantasy of about Sunny back in like on Valentine's Day? It's the same exact shower.
I was trying to place that. I couldn't remember where I'd seen it before, but I knew it was somewhere. That's funny.
At first, when they were shooting it, I didn't know it was Eric at first because the way they had it from the back. And I went, is that Will's dorm room shower? What the hell's going on?
Oh, that's funny. It's a nice shower for a priest, I got to say.
Yeah.
It's a nice little arrangement there. Certainly has room for Nicole in it, I'm thinking.
I know she'd probably like to join.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait to see what Nicole does, her reaction, when she finds out what Chris did to Eric. Oh, my God.
I got to admit, as much as I despise that story, and I think it's disgusting that Kristen raped him.
Yes.
I have to admit, I'm kind of looking forward to the public reveal. I mean, the sick, twisted part of me is, but at the same time, I'm still pissed that they did that story in the first place, because I don't know. I wanted Nicole to be the one to deflower him after his priesthood. But
plus the fact no one's going to believe for one second, no matter what video she has, that Eric would actually want to have sex with her. If he's going to break his vows anyway, sure as hell wouldn't be with her.
Well, I mean, they're going to put two and two together. How long is it going to take for Dr. Genius over here to figure out? Wait a minute. At the same time, he had this crazy wild sex with Kristen. He was also suffering from some weird disease that nobody understands what happened. But he was totally
and Kristen
like,
hasn't figured that out yet. I mean,
yeah.
Really? She's pretty, would be smarter than that. I don't know. Plus, all that she's done with Brady, they're going to think, oh, okay, what did she do? She must have set him up just like she set me up. You know, you think Eric would, Brady would think that too.
Plus that little comment that she kept bringing up Eric for Nicole and Brady. I mean, come on. Don't you think Brady and Nicole are going to remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was so interested in it. Yeah, I think they even questioned her about it. Like, what's this interest in Eric and stuff? Yeah.
I do hope to have Brady realize, oh, my God, what really happened. I think that's only going to piss him off even more because, remember, after when Brady finally realized what Kristen had done, you know, when he went over to apologize to Eric was really like, you don't have to apologize. It's okay. So I think if anything else, it's going to piss off Brady even more because of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think should be fun to watch. But, yeah, I was kind of surprised they went down this route. Because I really hate when they do that on soaps because whenever they have happen to a woman, it's always rape. But when it happens to a guy, they act like it wasn't. And I don't like when they do that. Because it can happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right. Just as bad if it's a man, just like it is for a woman. So, yeah.
Right. It's just as vile,
Right.
Remember, they did it a few years ago in General Hospital, the character Jax. They made it seem like he cheated on his wife. I go, no, he didn't. He was drugged. You know, I just hated the way the writers did that.
Who was it that they did on General Hospital?
It was Jax, the guy who was married to Carly a few years ago. And when she made him apologize for being drugged and, you know, having sex with this girl to his wife, I'm like, you know, well, first of all, you know, no. That's not what happened.
Uh-huh. What,
I hate when they do that.
Who did he end up having sex with?
Oh, some crazy Russian bitch.
Oh, okay.
She was who had had a connection to his brother, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's when I stopped watching General Hospital. No, I can't do this anymore. I've been years of crap. I just couldn't do it. I had to take a break.
Anyway, I don't know. Well, I'm not happy about that twist, but on the show, but I guess it will be interesting to see the reveal. But I still think it's disgusting.
Yes, I think people are going to put two and two together very quickly.
I remember that this wasn't a rape thing, but I remember, wasn't it Kate and EJ, or who was it that they were doing something with Mythic several years ago, and they had like this big board meeting or something, and the media was there, and they popped up, this video popped up, Sammy had put this DVD in or whatever, replaced it with something that Kate had planned to play or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up seeing Kate having sex with, was it EJ? Or who was it?
I believe it was EJ.
And then they made something about, like, yeah, you're wonderful representatives here of Mythic, you know, that would crack me up. But, oh, my gosh, that was funny. But this is different to me because, like, it's just disgusting what she did. I don't know. Disgusting on so many levels. It's not even somebody that lusted after her, I could sort of justify it in my own mind. If it had been voluntary and it was like he just couldn't hold off anymore and Nicole and he went at it, you know, I can justify that in my mind. But like this situation where he's basically an innocent, completely innocent person in that sense, and you know, a really good guy and everything, and then she goes and drugs him and rapes him and then videotapes. I mean, that to me, that's just disgusting. I can't stand her. I can't stand her character. Can't stand her. When, I don't know, was it Eric or Nicole called her a witch the other day? I was like, that was very appropriate. That was a good adjective. Anyway, so.
I think Marlena might want to beat the crap out of her.
Oh yeah,
they don't let Marlena
I can't wait for that.
Hey, but literally, who's going to be? How long is it going to take?
Come on, Marlena.
If it takes more than two episodes to tie that video with Eric getting sick like that, I'm going to be really pissed. If it takes weeks to figure that out.
Hold on.
Doctor Doolittle Girls and, you know, Nicole being on the case and knowing about it, if they can't, you know, between Dr. Dirty and her and a few others, and Brady and a few other people, if they can't tie that together somehow, then they're idiots. Or Marlena or Roman or somebody, you know.
At the very least, I think EJ's probably going to put it together first, because he's going to realize she was up to something and there was a video with Eric's name on it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, he's not stupid. He's going to put it together.
Yeah. Well, hopefully somebody bounces her on her butt. I don't know. But anyway, I can't think of anything else on the show.
No.
Anyway, beat it to death.
Yeah. Same thing over and over.
We managed to stretch the show out longer than it was worth.
Really?
It's like, it really wasn't
Until
that good.
That's all star.
That's the good thing about Dave. If it's really good, we can pick it apart and enjoy all the different good parts of it. If it's really bad, we can say, we can pick it apart and talk about how much it sucked. Yeah. Oh, and Amanda, I was going to ask you, what do you think of this new Jen Lilly character?
Well, I watched her when she was on General Hospital. At first, I didn't like her because I was a big fan of Kirsten Storms. And they were writing her just like Kirsten played it, so I thought that was a bad mistake. I think they were trying not to irritate people. And then about a month after that, they let her kind of bring what she brought to it. And she's a really good actress. I'm really hoping they're not they're just doing it gradually because apparently I think her character is supposed to be a villainess or something.
Yeah.
But and apparently she's having fun playing it. But she's a really good actress. I just hope the audience will give her a chance to really show what she can do because she is really good.
She's good. She was in Teo's new movie, The Book of Esther.
Yeah, that's fun.
She played Esther, and she did a good job in that. I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen her act, and I thought she was pretty good in that. So
I just hope it's the character. It's like they're introducing it slowly, so maybe which is a good thing, because I really hate when they bring a new character on and they have them on, like, every single day.
Oh, they do that, though. With Dave, they put them on every day for, like, 2 months, and the audience just gets sick of it.
I'd rather them do it gradually, you know?
Yeah.
She's a good actress. Let's hopefully they write it well, then people give her a chance. I'd like to see her do well.
Yeah. She reminds me, though, of, like, a Sammy-type character, though. I hope they're not trying to replace Sammy or something like that.
Oh, God,
I
hope not.
Yeah.
No one can replace Sammy for me.
She's still one of my favorites.
She always has been, probably always will be.
Yeah, she's funny.
I don't know what that says about me, but hey.
Oh.
I like the characters.
How did the Ajami fans take it, what Ken Corday said about Ajami can't stay happy forever? How did people take that?
On Twitter, a few people thought Ken Corday's an idiot. They even said that. So,
but no soap character. I think the only people that ever stayed happy forever was Tom and Alice Horton, right? And even they had a little bit of their problem.
I was
going
to say,
you don't want
your couple to be happy constantly, because then it becomes boring. So I can understand if they throw some angst their way, but if they're talking about returning her to, like,
returning them to other people or anybody.
I think you can have Sam and Edie together. You can have drama is always going to happen because they bring the drama.
Yeah. Sure.
But I think she could still. I like the fact that she still gives a damn what happens to Rafe. She doesn't have to be in love with him to care about him. And it makes sense. Since she was married to him, you know, they were raising her kids together,
sure.
It makes sense she still care about him. I don't mind that. I don't want to see them together.
Yeah, I don't
mind
that.
Because
he
treats her like crap.
He treats her like garbage.
You know, he treats her like crap, and I don't want to see that. You know, every time I would see them in a scene together, I never understood why they were these safe fans, because I'm like, why would you want Sammy with someone who treats her like she's basically nothing? I just don't like that.
And that's why I started liking Rafe with Kate, because he actually reaffirmed the good things about Kate and reinforced the good things, and he didn't criticize her. He accepted her for who she was. And, you know, and brought off the best in her and vice versa. Whereas with Sammy and Rafe, it seemed like he was always putting her down or judging her or whatever, being smug or, you know, he wasn't like that. He played it totally differently. And that's why I started liking him, because of that, you know, because I felt like they had chemistry. But on top of it, he wasn't being a jerk, you know.
The only concern I have with him is that we know that Kate's in love with him. We just don't know how strong his feelings are.
I just have the feeling the writers are going to screw us. You know, it's frustrating. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
He's just not very good in relationships. I don't think Ray's
very
good at that.
He was the one that was upset when she dumped him because of Stefano, because she was afraid of Stefano.
Right.
He was the one that seemed upset. Of course, she was upset, too, because she didn't want to. But he was the one like, why? This is going so well. Why would you want to do that? You know, I'm not worried about Stefano. I'm happy if he knows, you know. It's like he was proud of it. He was fine with her, you know. And I just loved how he reaffirms her. So now when post-coma Rafe comes to, what's he going to be like? Are they going to do a 180 on the writing? Or are we going to get screwed on that, you know? And I don't know. I have so little trust in the show. I guess I'm just being negative, but anyway. Yeah, it's just frustrating.
I don't know. I guess I was really pissed off in the last writers when they basically totally destroyed Stefano and Kate. It really pissed me off. Well, they basically destroyed Stefano in every relationship he had, which I don't understand why they did that. That was so stupid. And I know Joe and Lauren didn't seem really happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, they did do a lot to destroy that, but I don't know.
Even when they were fighting, they were so much fun to watch, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing them working together a little more. That'd be nice.
Who is Stefano and Tate?
Yes, I think they just, even when they're not together, even if they're just going to have them fighting, they're so much fun to watch, and they're never boring.
Yeah, they are. That's very true. They both bring such good things to the screen. They definitely do.
I was kind of curious how they're going to, when they haven't come back, how that's going to play out.
Yeah.
Sorry I almost had your boyfriend castrated while he was in a coma.
Yeah, oops. Yeah, right, exactly.
How do you apologize
for
that
one?
Yeah,
that's going to be a hard one to get over.
Although she sounds like pretty bad stuff herself, so, you know.
That's true.
That's why they're so perfect.
That's true.
They were so flawed. That's why they made so much fun. Yeah, I don't know. I'll be curious to see how everything plays out the next few months. All these different characters.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see smug Rafe again. I just can't take that.
Yeah. We'll see. Anybody else think of anything else?
Yeah.
That's it.
About ready. Yeah. About it.
Yep. Alrighty.
Almost time. Is it 11:30 almost?
Jerry, are you there?
Yeah.
I thought maybe Carrie was on mute again. You there? All right. Well, I guess, I don't know, I'm done. I can't think of anything else.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Until next time.
Next week. Alright.